this world. Don't give up. Sometimes your skies may never burn. But know your breakthroughs are far away. So hold on. You are too close to give up now. You have so much to live for. Every promise that you pray for.
FM 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
This second man, Father, was not dead, or even at the point of death. The disciples were simply saying he wanted to return home and wait until his father died. Then he would return and follow Jesus. So let's see. Jesus is Jewish, so Jesus used his custom. In Jewish custom, when a father dies, a firstborn son is entitled to receive a double portion of his father's inheritance. The firstborn or eldest hold privilege and special rights in inheritance. And even though this man was a disciple or believer of Jesus, his request demonstrated he felt his discipleship was something he could pick up and lay down at will. When you get into the ministry, ain't no turning back. The man put his hand to the plow and looked back. When you take the responsibility of proclaiming God's word, we're committed, we're dedicated, and the Lord knows what he has placed in us to endure stuff in our life. My brothers and sisters, his request demonstrated he felt discipleship was something he could pick up and lay down at will. But we see here, he put material concern ahead of Jesus, for he apparently wanted to receive the estate when his father died. So it said, let the dead bury the dead. the physical dying. Let those who are physically dying take care of those that are spiritually dying. Heavenly Holy Spirit. There's physical death and spiritual death. Physical death is when the body goes down to the ground and the man dies. Spiritual death is a separation from God. Eternal separation. It is a lost state. It is your state that you say that you have a relationship with Him, but God says, I don't know who you are because you didn't accept me as Lord and Savior. So the spiritual death is a complete separation from Him, and the physical death is when the body goes to the ground. So the Lord told him, let those who are dead bury the dead. Those who are lost, let them bury the dead. Those of you who are spiritually alive, I need you to follow me. Not everybody who calls themselves a believer is a believer. My brothers and sisters, how do you know? In John 9 and 4, Jesus said, I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day, the night come when no man can work. And the Lord wants us to understand the urgency of our service. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. In verse 23, it states, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. As he entered the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But conjunction. The men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? These followers were hit by a violent storm in verse 24. The original word for tempest or furious storm is seismo. It means commotion in the air or shaking like an earthquake. That's why the machine used to measure earthquake is called a seismograph. The disciples were hit by a furious storm. And this reminds us that we will be hit by some storms in life. A commotion in the air. The disciples got in the boat with Jesus, and soon as they got in the boat with Jesus, carrying out Jesus' command and order, we're told that the storm hit when they got in the boat. It hit when they were trying to obey the Lord and stay close to Him. And what that tells us, my preachers and my teachers, my brothers and my sisters, God's lesson for all of us is clear. Just because we're trying to follow Jesus doesn't mean we will escape the storms in life. Just because you and I are trying to follow Jesus, it doesn't mean that we will escape the storm in life. They're going to come whether you're ready for them or not. Following Jesus will even bring new storms into our life. I know because I've been through the storm and the rain. But thank God I made it. People talk about your prayer side, but thank God I made it. Because greater is he that's in than he that is in the world. people stop talking, there's a reason for it. Because when you got God on your side, the stuff that some folks are saying, they can't say it. So you can expect storms in your life when you say yes to the Lord and no to the world. Do you know the world is angry with you? The day you start picking up God's word and expository and preaching it, the word is it being exploded into the minds of people, their eyes are being opened, and the enemy doesn't like it. So he wars against the preaching and the teaching of God's word. Preachers expect it. It ain't easy sitting up here. Expect it. Expect new storms to come into your life. It ain't easy. They may think it's easy, but how many wants to stand? My brothers and sisters, Jesus knew his men that he called. When we find that Jesus is right there with us, we will have the best company in the worst storm.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
When we find that Jesus is right there with us, we will have the best company in the worst of storms. The greatest power in the universe and the greatest strength in the world will be with us.
Thank you, Lord.
And somehow, some way, Jesus will take us through the storms in life. He will reveal his greatness to us. As I close, there is a tremendous cost in following Jesus. But Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. My brothers and sisters, Jesus had the power to forgive. Because on the cross, Jesus prayed a prayer, said, Father, forgive them before we even got here. It was Jesus who one day carried sin on a hill called Calvary and suffered for you and I. It was Jesus who paid the ultimate cost to save man from their sin. So there was a cost. There was a cost of discipleship. And that cost, the Lord said, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Christ came into this world for one specific purpose. To die. He came to reveal the word of God and die so that you and I would have eternal life. He was the only man ever born to die. Each one of us are born to live, and we love living. But all of us will have a checkout time. All of us will have a checkout time. And in that time, what will your ticket say about your time? What will the Lord say about your service? Well done, my good and faithful service. You've been faithful over a few things. What do you say? Depart. I have shared, I think it was in my Bible study, I shared, it's awful difficult for men to go to hell. And I truly believe that doctrinally. Optimism. 8 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all 8 billion people will get to heaven. Because there are some people that will not accept him as Lord and Savior. 8 billion people in the world,